a lady who always wears a coat because she's a responsible adult. Annie Dugan joins us this morning, our host for Wears Art. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hi, Lisa. I'm also always kind of chilly, so I always have extra layers on.
Well, you know, I kind of
including a warm coat.
I kind of got over that. I'm way too cool to wear a coat thing, you know, and I wear a coat when but this morning it just felt so good. It was like, oh, and then I can move my arms and gesture if I really want to.
Well, yeah, enjoy it now.
I'm going to.
Next week you aren't.
later this week, not going to happen.
No.
Where will we find art if we're in the mood to take off our coats and just stroll around
just
from place
in.
To place?
Well, so I wanted to talk a little bit about few things this week. First, you mentioned last week that you had a friend who was looking for free opportunities, and there is one for free opportunities for making art. I should say that most of the things that I talk about on Where Is Art, most of the art openings are always free. So to go out and see art and get inspired and think about ideas in a different way and think about the world in a different way, that's usually always free. What an amazing opportunity and resource that we have in our community to offer these things. But there is a free art making activity this Tuesday. It's Crafternoons at the Superior Public Library, 3 to 4:30. So it is sort of focused on kids, but people of all ages can come and enjoy Crafternoons at the Superior Public Library. Esther Pizchek, who does Zen Tangle, which is this really interesting mix of meditation and thoughtfulness and drawing. Her artwork is on exhibition in that space, as well as Chelsea Brandley is in the. So the Superior Public Library really is looking at, you know, the fact that there are resources not only of books and the English arts and the written word, the arts of the written word, but also of the visual arts. So that's exciting to see what they're doing. I also, school starts this week for UMD and St. Scholastica, and it's a good reminder that you should just put Tuesdays on your schedule as openings at the Tweed. So the SFA School of Fine Arts, their students who are studying the visual arts have their kind of thesis capstone program. They have they do an exhibition in the Tweed, and it's every Tuesday. There's a different, sometimes it's 2 weeks, but usually every Tuesday there is an opening for a different artist. And it's a really fun way of seeing what students these days are thinking about, what they're learning in school, what's bubbling to the surface, because it's sort of setting the tone for how they're, you know, what they're taking with them into the world. So, and it's fun to see and visit the Tweed on a little bit more regular basis. I mean, we talk about what kind of resources are here for us, and the Tweed certainly is one of those rock solid institutions that, that you can visit over and over again. I think that's what I love about museums, is that if you start just slowing yourself down and looking, you know, challenge yourself to look at something for 2 minutes, actually set the timer and look at something for that amount of time. I think the most amount of time people, or the average amount of time, I should say, that people look at works in a museum is about 14 seconds, which what kind of information can you absorb in that amount of time?
So now, if you're traveling, I'm only gonna take issue with you just tiny,
yes,
tiny bit, because I had the opportunity within the last 10 years to travel to New York City a couple of times, and wow, the country mouse was out of her element, had never been. When you go, for example, to the Museum of Modern Art, or you go someplace and you're on a schedule, and you're in an unfamiliar community, and you're thinking, I don't know when I'm going to get back and see this. There is a sense of, I have to try to see as much as I possibly can,
sure,
in the time that I have available. But if you're talking about going and looking at the Tweed or the Duluth Art Institute or fill in the blank, or your local gallery,
right,
or your local museum in your own community, where you know that this is going to be here, and you can come back to it as often as you want, I think that's just an incredible discipline to try. Don't you have a game that you play with your family where you set the timer and then everybody looks at the piece of art for X time and then they share
right,
their insights about it?
And then you turn away from it and you talk about it. And then when you turn back around and look at it, what an amazing thing. What kind of new wonderful things have you seen in that work that you might not have seen just in a quick glance by? So, you know, even those institutions where you're traveling and you're going, I would challenge you to say, like, run through the museum, see everything you want, but then pick one to slow yourself down with and look.
And go back to that one.
Right.
Like you do exactly. When you shop. You know how you go through and you look at everything and then you say, all right, these are the for me, it's this is the coffee mug that spoke to me. But you
exactly.
go through the art exhibit and then you say, this is the picture that spoke to me. Can you have the same experience? I realize it's cheating, but I'm thinking about all of the photographs that I've taken in galleries. In particular of sculpture. There's something about sculpture frequently that just tickles the daylights out of me. Can you have the same experience if you then kick back and go home and just click through really slowly your photographs?
It's a different experience, and I would say that it's also great, and you can appreciate, you know, it brings up the memory of that. But so much about sculpture is how it interacts with the space and with you in the space. I mean, this is... It's the difference between, you know, being with a friend and having that physical, you know, conversation in real life, and then, you know, being at home and texting with them.
Right.
Both are meaningful, but the one with the other person is going to have a different tenor because you're actually sharing that physical space and you're thinking about how your body interacts with the world and how that the physical presence of the other piece does as well. So yes, definitely, you know, reflection is always good, but being part of the world is a wonderful one.
You know, I don't have a lot of wall space, and I certainly don't have a lot of money, and so the idea of owning art for me is really low tech. Frequently I will buy an artist's greeting cards or postcards and I'll put them in frames. But to daydream once in a while, if you ever run across a piece of art where you say, yeah, if I ever got, you know, $3,000 or something, I would buy that in a heartbeat. Pay attention to that. If I ever
right.
get $2,000, I've got a sculpture in Michigan that I'm going back to get. I'm just saying.
Well, and I think that's the other thing about institutions in our community that we can appreciate, because these are our works. They might not be in our house, but they are in this climate controlled space. I mean, I almost think of the Tweed or the Duluth Art Institute or Prove or the Nice Gallery as sort of your storage areas for art, or your extra room for art,
right?
That you can go and see these works and appreciate them, and then you don't have to worry about
climate control and dusting and yeah
right exactly.
Spending all that money on plexiglass and yeah
yes
okay, cool.
Yes. So I wanted to talk about a person in the arts community that has been just absolutely amazing, Paul McIntyre. Paul McIntyre passed away this last week, and anyone in the visual arts or in the music scene will have seen Paul McIntyre out and about. I think a lot of times we celebrate the individual artist or the leader of an organization, you know, and rightly so, but we don't pay enough attention to the people who are coming and attending things, to the people who are putting countless volunteer hours, to the sort of the supporters and the champions. Just by the people who just show up. That is so important, and Paul McIntyre was definitely one of these. He always helped with the membership show at the Duluth Art Institute. The membership show is opening, I'll talk about next week, and they're dedicating it to Paul. And he was a photographer. He moved out from out east and came to Duluth and really immersed himself in the arts community. He made the best chocolate chip cookies ever, and often had them for people, and was really just one of these people who was a friend in the best sense of the word, where he was there and willing to do whatever to help to get these shows up and seen, and to be there and be present with the work, with the music, with the people. So I just wanted to talk about him and know that the people who participate are also vital and important, and maybe the most important in our arts community. So thank you, Paul, for everything and everything you've done and everyone you've touched with your life.
If you nail a piece of art to a tree in a forest and no one sees it, is it still art?
Absolutely.
That is my Zen question for the moment, in the sense that the audience part, the viewer part, the response part, as you were talking about in your family, the part where everyone looks and it touches everyone differently, and then everyone brings that perspective to the table and shares it with other members of the family, or shares it through a blog, or shares it through a social media post or a news article. The consumer of art, I don't know, consumer gets to be kind of, maybe not the right word, but the people who look at art and say, gosh, I love art, you can't overestimate that importance, because without that piece, a lot of the other pieces just don't work quite as well.
Exactly. Yep.
Annie, totally. Thank you so very much, as usual, for joining us. Enjoy running around in a lightweight jacket for the first few days of the week, and then make sure that you bundle up super, super, super for the end of the week, because we're looking again at 30 below wind chills.
Oof. Thank you, Lisa. Will do.
Yeah. Thanks, Annie. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.